Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We're on the fifth issue of the Grim Fairy Tales. So let's go ahead and get into the issue.
All right, on to the next issue, which is Sleeping Beauty. The pencils were done by John Toledo. Inks by Mark Deering. Colors were done by Transparency Digital, and letters were by Art Monkeys. In this one, we begin, looks like high school students again.
Of course.
And this...
nerdy looking kid.
Well, I was going to talk about...
He's wearing a vest.
I was going to talk about the girl. More attractive slash...
Like a crop top vest kind of looking thing? I don't know what that's called.
Stuff that you're not actually allowed to wear in school, so...
Yeah,
we weren't allowed to wear in school.
Yeah, might as well be like, go home and change.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got this guy, Brett, in class, and this other girl, Haley, who is
copying off of his paper.
Well, he lets her copy.
Yeah, of course.
Because he is infatuated with her.
See, I did that for people I wasn't even infatuated with, just because I was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Can I copy your homework? Yeah, here.
Yeah. And I think she knows.
Well, of course.
Obviously
she
knows. Because she's one of those... I hate to say that she is the...
She's an
okay,
asshole.
Let's put it in terms of mean girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're the...
She's a Regina.
I can't remember what they were called.
Regina.
Yeah, what were they called?
The plastics.
Thank you.
The plastics.
The plastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a plastic that everything is goes well for them, mm-hmm. and they know it. So they use it to their advantage.
Mm-hmm. Would you please help me with my homework?
Mm-hmm. So, Brett and his friend, who looks like a... nerd, you know, super nerd, are walking out to their car. I guess, school's done with. Haley asks Brett for a favor. Apparently, her girlfriends and her were having a party tonight, and they wanted to score some weed. And she asked Brett if she'd be able to go down to a certain road, certain corner, and pick it up for her, and then come to the party. And then, you can stay at the party and have a good time. She hands him, the address and some money, and he's like, "I guess I can do that." And
throws out the, "My parents are away for the night," and then kisses his cheek.
So she goes walking away. He goes to his car. His friend's like, "I don't smoke pot. I don't smoke pot. I don't think it's a good idea, but you do what you gotta do." So he goes. Brett is like, "Okay, fine. I'm gonna do it." He drives to the address that Haley gave him, sees Dr. Sela Mathers walking by, sees her get into her car, and she drops her book.
The red book with gold filigree again.
The fairy tale book.
Mm-hmm.
And then she drives away like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, he rushes out to give it, pick it up and hand it to her, but she drives away. And he's like, "Well, I got 20 minutes. I guess I better wait in the car." And he realizes it's a book of fairy tales. So he just starts thumbing through it,
mm-hmm.
and comes across the story of Sleeping Beauty. And in this one, it starts out, Sleeping Beauty is already, I think, 16 in this tale. Which, again, everybody knows the tale of Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The curse that was put in place, she had no idea about. Her father, the king, tells a story about how Ophelia, the witch, basically was...
It's basically the typical story. You know, she wasn't invited to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it actually wasn't the king that did it. It was the 12...
Council of the 12, not witches, but...
The 12 sprites, is that what they called them?
No.
No.
12 wise women.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a thing I remember seeing in the old story, that the reason she cursed the child is because in old, medieval stuff,
mm-hmm.
inviting someone to, these kind of parties... was you just did that. If you didn't,
it was a
major insult.
Mm-hmm. It was a point of stature,
mm-hmm.
almost.
So doing that, there's a huge insult. She was like, "All right, motherfucker,
we're
gonna do this back to you."
Yep. So Ophelia, good. Ophelia curses Sophia, the daughter.
Sleeping Beauty. Her name wasn't Aurora,
right? And basically says on her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger, sending her into a very deep sleep. Doesn't say what on. Just saying that she will prick her finger.
Nobody ever said the prince was going to be well endowed.
Anyway. and she says that she will not be awakened for 100 years unless she is kissed by a man who loves her utterly and completely. This is the only one who can break the spell, but be warned, for his heart must be full of love forever, or he too will be doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Good to
know.
That's
definitely different than the Disney version.
Yeah. And then we cut to some servant boy who's like, damn, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's grown up around her all his life. Tristan is his name. And he loves her. He loves her down to his core. And his friend is like, yeah, you're a servant of the king. She talks to you when she needs something. Mm-hmm. So she is just wandering around the party because, you know, it's a party. Mm-hmm. This old lady comes in and hands her this rose that an anonymous suitor wants to give her.
We should also point out that the old lady is dressed just like Ophelia was, except for she's got a shawl on that covers her...
her head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, makes sense. The king's ready to make a toast, and then they hear,
ah!
You know, Sophia
gets... In a deep, manly voice.
Yep. Sophia gets her finger pricked on the rose, and so she is... They think she's dead, which is fair.
Yeah.
But she's been in bed for the last 7 days. Mm. The doctors say that, you know, she's got a strong heartbeat, and she's healthy, but she's just not waking up. And the king recognizes it as the curse. So he sends a messenger to Prince George, who was unable to attend the wedding because he was out and about doing
things. He was doing princely things.
Yeah. He comes rushing over as soon as he can. And the prince is talking to the king and is like, yeah, I heard she was beautiful. And if this will help to break the spell on her, I will gladly kiss her
plus
and slash marry her.
The king's all like, you know, this will bring our countries together and, you know...
exactly.
This and that and the other. And so he's like, oh, she's pretty hot. Let me throw some tongue in her.
Yeah.
And...
So he kisses her. And the king's like, well, maybe it just takes some time. And as soon as he says that, the prince starts...
Basically, it looks like he's choking at first, and then like he just starts falling apart from like the inside out.
Very very Last Crusade.
Yes.
Skin bubbling, like waxing off of him. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, he falls to the ground. Bones are in his clothes, and he's just dead.
Does that make her mouth the Ark of the Covenant?
Because it's so holy. Sweet God.
That was good. So. Tristan, who is down in the, I'm going to assume, servant quarters, hears what's going on. And I it's also been like a day, maybe. Word's gotten around.
Dude, hey, the body's not even, quit melting yet. And he's already asking for
it. Well, no. Word got around that Prince George kissed Sophia and melted. And Tristan's like, because at this point, the king's like, anybody who loves my daughter. Come.
And we'll get her hand in marriage.
If you can wake her up, thank God. My daughter needs to be
alive. Look,
I
just need every tongue in the fucking kingdom put in my daughter's throat until one of you guys...
The king, I must do this for my people.
Yeah.
Hold
on.
The father, wait, okay. It is love, but it's not like lust, right?
Yeah, it does say love.
Because you would love your daughter.
That's a good point. And you would love your daughter to the... I mean...
It worked in Frozen.
So Tristan takes it upon himself. Once he hears that, anybody can try. He... decides that he's going to be the one to do it.
He's like, is this... what?
Stop.
If I'm going to die, I'm going to do this.
So Tristan goes up to Sophia, and King's like, you know...
I don't even care who you are, just stick your tongue in her mouth.
God damn, no he's not. He warns her.
That's literally what
he
said.
He literally does warn him. He's like, hey, but you must love her with all your heart, or else...
And Tristan's like, I do, King, and of that I have no doubt. And he kisses her, and the curse is broken. She wakes up. We jump forward a month, and she is the most passive-aggressive fiancé ever. Like, I will grow to love you. I will love you eventually. It's like, and Tristan's just like, I don't get it, like... I'm supposed to be marrying her, right? Like, she's supposed to love me?
Yeah.
Right?
I love her so much. Why doesn't she love me back?
And the king's just like, give her time. You know, she went through a traumatic event. She will grow to love you, and everything will be fine. Tristan's like, grow to love me? She's supposed to love me, right? Mm. Like, I thought she did love me. We go over to Sophia, and she's... I'm not even going to say she's getting ready. She's just like getting around.
She's playing with her boobs.
Playing with a dress. Mm. And then you hear a knock on the door, and it is Alexander. Don't know, just some guy. Alexander.
Fucking Alexander.
And they start macking on each other.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You heard me.
Could you repeat that?
Nope. Explain one time.
For the kids that so probably don't understand. So another guy means. Sticks his tongue in her mouth.
But this time she's approving.
It's yeah, not, this is know, one. This is the one she
it's
wants.
It's not the rapey shit while she was sleeping yeah. and didn't have a choice.
You got melted boy and unrequited love. Well, now it's just requited or whatever.
But so Tristan, yeah, Tristan's overhearing as
we had this beautiful.
Alexander asks, if,
"Dude, no, this is what kills me." He says, "You are beautiful," and she's got her head thrown back in like ecstasy, and she's like, "Oh, tell me more." And he's like. And then he's like, wait, you're getting like married?
He's like, are you going to marry tonight? And she's like, oh my God, dude, how do you kill the moment worse than that?
Well, and, you know, she says she is. And he's like, do you love him? And she says, well, he broke the curse laid upon me. My father promised, you know, him my hand in marriage. And he's like, but do you love him? And she says, no. And Tristan, like I said, overheard that. And... just barges in like, how could you betray me like that? And she's just like, betray you? I don't even fucking know you, kid. Like, you yeah. work for my dad. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Thank you for breaking the curse, but I don't love you.
Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. My father made a promise that I had no part of.
Yep.
Like, I didn't want this.
It's almost like it was an arranged marriage or something, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But then he finally is fed up. He's like, well, fine. I don't love you. You're a spoiled brat.
Spoiled, selfish bitch.
Yep. And then
he melts.
Yeah. Because
and then she passes the fuck out.
Yep.
And dies of old age.
Yeah. She wakes up. She's 116 in a body that hasn't moved in
literally a century. Well,
right. Yeah. And she dies alone.
And we zoom out of the boy and he says, wow, that felt a little too real.
Yeah. He sees the dealer. And then he second guesses actually going up to him. Cut over to Haley's place. He rings the doorbell, and this giant,
douchey looking dude,
yeah,
with dog tags,
also has the
cocked sideways
the hat. Yeah, the hat backwards and
off to the side.
Yeah, which is Haley's boyfriend. Brett's like, yeah, I didn't get your stuff. Here's your money, which. I have to laugh because the money that he's giving back is a lot more, looks like a lot more than what she gave
well,
him.
Well, she handed it to him in an envelope, though.
So yeah, really riggedy,
yeah, the envelope
shitty
like
envelope.
Paper thin. I was like, yeah. Is there even money in that? And now she's got this fat stack of cash.
It was a check. He went and cashed a check. And then,
here you go. I thought I'd at least do this for you. I love you.
And then he's like, hey, good luck for the rest of the year.
In economics, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna let you cheat off me anymore. Again. And so he's walking back to his car, and he sees Dr. Sella Mathers, and...
He says, hey, you're the woman from the convenience store. And she's like, I guess some people just aren't what they're made out to be. And he says, how did you... And she says, so, Britt, I think you might have something that belongs to me. And then she gives him this sexy little wink with her glasses half down her nose.
Slides him down with one hand.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more grim fairy tales.